Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And today we're talking with Robert Richardson. Robert is a former townshiper. Right now he's living out in British Columbia. And his uncle was actually Sherman Peabody. And so would you like to give us a little bit of background on the Sherman Peabody story?
Hi, Maureen. Thank you. Our Harold Sherman Peabody is his official name. Was the son of Harold Peabody in Sherbrooke. Briefly, Sherman went to Bishop's University, but had to drop out and head off to war. And this is sort of where it all started, because he didn't come back.
Right.
So, and we didn't have any news about him, and my Uncle Harold couldn't get any or very little, and nothing really to speak of, information out of Ottawa, just due to the fact that it was suspected of war crimes and this sort of thing, and they couldn't release a lot of this stuff. And not having internet and this sort of thing, and back in the day, it was pretty hard, getting information, and where the where this ended up, and where the Lancaster that he was in flying crashed in Petitmont, France, is where the story ends. And ongoing story with the locals too, and even there's a 95-year-old lady that's been putting flowers on the graves of the boys ever since. And
amazing.
It is amazing, and one of the she's going to die pretty soon. We're just hoping she doesn't go before the 5th of November.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a group of students, partially funded by Robert Peck and his brother Jonathan Peck. Now, they were cousins, I guess, of Harold Sherman.
They're brothers.
They were brothers, but
And the story, they grew up with the story a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And took it upon themselves to research this, and they financed through Dr. Michael Childs at Bishop's University to look into this, to go to Ottawa, to come out here, Victoria, and to go to France to research this,
right.
What the heck happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been doing that for the last couple of years. And there was another member too, James Doe, of the group that we haven't found, but he ended up walking down the road in France where they were with my uncle and picked up by the Germans, and that was basically it for those guys, as the story would go. But it's very, very difficult. Once they entered the, they know they went into the prison camp, but they don't. There was no body after that.
So. Exactly. So they're almost sure from the findings of the students that at Bishop's that they did.
Yeah,
that
was, executed.
Right. Exactly. So. Yeah, probably, most likely. Now, how did this story affect you growing up yourself?
Well, just the silence at the table when something like this, as I was discussing before, Julius Richardson died in World War One. There was McKay, the Peabody family too, that died in the war, that graduated or didn't graduate, didn't have the opportunity to graduate from Bishop's, and neither did Sherman. But it's sort of, when you're looking or talking to somebody and there's something that's there but you don't know what it is, your keen sense is like, what's going on? And there was a picture of McKay in his biplane, and he was from Stansted.
Okay.
There was another Peabody. And I saw the memorial plaque that Bishop started to dedicate, or is dedicating to, people that went to university and didn't get the opportunity to graduate. Now, that was hanging in my father's office at the Crown Laundry in Sherbrooke, but I couldn't place it together until I saw that, there was just no discussion, and who's this guy with a biplane? A McKay. Now, who is he? Well, it didn't all come together until about 2 years ago.
Amazing.
And Harold Peabody was a bit of a rough character, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, having a son that you don't know what happened to. for your life. You don't know. He wrote, there was stacks of paper coming back from Ottawa, but it was just, there was no closure, ever.
Mm-hmm.
All this whole event that, you know, was going to happen on November the 5th in France, none of the immediate family, they're all in the grave. They won't know.
Okay.
It's just, it's awful. And, like, there's three girls that are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I just found their married names yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking for those for, like, a couple of years. But nobody sort of knew. They were Kinches.
Okay.
And Lillian Peabody was Charlie Kinch's wife. And Sherman and Lillian were brother and sister.
Okay. So the Peabody family, that's on your mother's side. I just wanted to add.
That's on my mother's side. And she was Barbara Helen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So definitely no closure and mystery to you growing up. Maybe it made you more interested in this?
It's sort of, for years now, it's given me more respect for the family and what was going on. And if you don't really know your family, or in my case, I mean, it's sort of speaking for myself here, but, you know, when you don't know your own family and what's going on, these crushing events in one's life that we all sort of, you know, it happens to us all.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern of the family takes different courses.
Exactly.
And you know, how would it be if this didn't happen? And, I mean, you know, I had two uncles in the Air Force and this sort of thing. Again, too, on, like, my father's side and this sort of thing. But people are different, you know. They're just, they're very, there's always something there. It's like a sore back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going on all the time.
Something unresolved.
And you can't really get a grip of, you know, what the person is, and when you're doing the research and this sort of thing, or in my case too, you say, oh man, that happened to that family. And like, I worked for a Hong Kong prisoner, Donnie Longdo, out the Halleen for 10 years, and he did the Honor and the Valor with Mackenzie doing that one, and that was so far out of the picture that they, you know, they showed it once, and you know, they just, this couldn't happen to people. But I mean, it's broken. It broke people. It broke, you know, Denison, the name goes on. I mean, you know, former principal of Lenoxville High School. I mean, and especially with so many members and so many units that represented the Eastern Townships in Canada in this, you know, World War One, World War Two.
Exactly.
It's like ridiculous. I mean, and we went to school with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you... Had been no war. What would have it been like?
Mm-hmm. Makes one wonder.
That's what everybody has to answer. That's a big question. So like,
it is a big question.
I'm concerned you got to be out of your mind to let a war start.
So how did you feel when the research was done and they found out probably what happened to your uncle?
Just like a wave, a transition in life, just hit the whole body.
Okay.
Like, everything just released. It's refreshing. It makes you feel good, but then you're sad because, you know, the family really didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a sense of closure.
And that's what keeps throwing it back. So you can say yay, and I did, and, you know, because if it wasn't for John and Robert Peck getting this, I never really would have found out. I can get close to it, and they got real, real, real close to it, but... You know, without a body, you can. That's as far as it can go. But that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
The horror stories are all true, and what happened in those camps are all true, and beyond belief. So
it is. It is beyond belief. So you know, it's not 100% true, but 99.9%. Yeah, true.
It's there.
Okay.
So it's difficult, but the feeling, just to know that is just, it's a good experience. It's really,
it is.
I mean, some people just, you know, it's not this, it's not that, and you have to move on. Well, you can't really, when you're dragging stuff like that through life,
mm-hmm.
and it does affect you. Even if you, and you probably don't know it affects you, but it does affect you.
It does. Okay. Now, we wanted to talk about, you were talking about a ceremony coming up in France on November 5th. Okay.
Yeah, so it started, Robert and John went over to see the people and see what they could do and see where they're going to put the plaque and Petitmont and this sort of thing. And the town folk came out like crazy. One of the counselors came out and the town and showed them around. Everybody knew where it was. There was actually even parts of the aircraft still there. So they were looking at that. There is monuments and this sort of thing in the cemetery with, evidence that, because the plane crash was there, it was a Lancaster. So it was there, and everybody knew it, and memorials were sort of put in place for the men there. And it's a little different there. It seems to be giving me the feeling that, when you're battle, you were living in a battlefield.
Okay.
And now the battlefield is just rows of crosses, so to speak. And to cap that one off, there's a 95-year-old lady that hopefully she, makes it and lives till past the November the 5th. She's not in critical condition, but, she could go at any time. And but she's been putting fresh flowers on those graves since they were there.
That's amazing. All the graves or just a few of them?
All of them, especially the Canadians
Okay.
that they know that died. I mean, the Canadians were well respected. I didn't find that out. But I mean, okay, so here's two Canadians, two cousins who have gone over, started this thing, and now, so it was just through one counselor, and now the mayor got into it. Of course, he can't be outdone. And a level of government that oversees the war business in France is in there, and like I said, it's not for about 3 weeks that the ceremony will be. So it's like, and who know who else is going to jump on board?
Okay.
And then these things can,
Okay, now the plaque, I just want to get this straight. The plaque is for all the Canadian soldiers or just for these two or?
just for Sherman and James Doe.
Okay, for Sherman and James Doe. Okay.
Because those bodies weren't found. There was a third out here that lives here, Riddick. He actually came and saw my mother. He was in the plane that went down, but he got out. He escaped. He didn't get picked up, and he got back to Victoria here. And he came to see my mother about 5 years ago,
Okay.
6 years ago, 7 years ago. So she was told that, and he wanted to meet her because, they knew that they were cousins. So that was really good on his part. And his recollection that was put out in the 40s and this sort of thing prompted my uncle, Harry, Harold, to go after and pursue and actually drive to Ottawa to say, look, he could still be alive. Or it could still be a body someplace. Either way, we want it, and this sort of thing. So it was great to meet him. He unfortunately died a couple of years ago. But Canada's got it marked, and everything is basically recorded on websites and this sort of thing. But since my uncle's body and Doe were never recovered, we're going to lay a plaque
Okay.
for the just those two. But there's yes, there is other plaques for the Canadians, sort of like
Okay.
a mass one recognizing the Lancaster went down and the Canadians in it. But
So this happens in France on November 5th. Now, do you intend to go or to go at some
no,
point?
I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm not going. Due to technical difficulties and the other thing, I can't go. Or I want to go later. Put it this way, it's on my bucket list to go because there's
Okay.
like Julius Richardson that's over in Belgium, buried, and this sort of thing. And that'll be my trip. And to go back to Pettymount to see Sherman.
Right.
And this sort of thing. I mean, it's going to be, you know, this is going to be a big ceremony, this, that, and the other thing. And I want to spend a little time, read libraries or something like that, and talking to the local people just to get my own flavor and the feeling that goes with it. And you don't get that unless you do go, but I won't have time to really savor the moment if I go. So I definitely will go in a year or two. And who knows, maybe there's something more to report on this, because it's probably a never-ending story.
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, stuff there is in French, and it has to be, some of it has to be researched in French, and it's not quite the same as English. And I've missed a lot of stuff, but, you know, I want to continue the story, so it's an ongoing work in progress.
That would be really interesting, and we'd love to hear if you do find out something new.
Well, there's a few more things coming, so, because, like I said, the stuff comes online. About every 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, more stuff comes online. You know, re-governments and this sort of thing, classified stuff, it's released after 25, 30, 40, 50 years.
Okay.
And this sort of thing. So as it comes on, you can, you know, the accuracy is a challenge. You know, you can get close, but, you know, one mistake, one date.
It does. It makes a big difference, and it is.
It throws it right off. So.
Exactly. Okay.
But,
good.
No. Because I don't want to go back, so I'm not going to go to this one. It's Robert and John's show. Now, Robert or John will be one of the guys that maybe will do the next interview with you on or after the 6th or later, because they would obviously have more of a feeling.
Right. I'd love to do an interview with him. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and he Robert is a former ambassador to Greece and this sort of thing out of Ottawa, and John is was a PhD in engineering and this sort of thing. Very two fine gents, and John actually came to see me here in Victoria, and I met him down at the Empress, and it was just like old home week. I'm about 10 years older than those guys, and so when the Peabodys and everybody was over in Drummond Point and Lake Memphremagog. 10 years is a big difference, and that sort of thing. And sort of, I was off by 12, working for my father in the Crown Laundry. So I sort of missed those guys. I was at. They were over there, and my grandmother and grandparents were over there, and Uncle Harold was over there, and that's where they summered. And when the two boys were researching the Peabody, they came across my mother's obituary and then phoned me. We had a conference call for over an hour. We're off like a rocket ship on this. So.
Good.
And will be for a long time to come. Cause,
Nets, is there something else that you'd like to add before we go, Robert?
No, thanks.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information on this, where might they go? Are there websites in particular?
Yeah, there's rgrichardson.com. That's where I've got stuff stashed.
Okay.
But I'm also putting it onto Facebook, because Facebook will go on indefinitely in perpetuity, and you can actually assign it over to somebody. And so will my website, too, because it will not... it will drop being rgrichardson.com, but it'll remain Robert G. Richardson at WordPress and this sort of thing, which is the one for them. A lot of people know it right now because, like I said, the other interesting thing was years ago I had two aunts that put together the beginning of the Peabody family. Now, when my Uncle Gordon gave me the papers, they were brittle.
Okay.
And this is like, going over to Europe, but just start with basically just after the Mayflower in 1700. It's documented. That spot is 30 pages of like nonstop births and deaths of families. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that I retyped and put out on the internet before it was, you know, I did this years ago. So Ancestry.com or whatever is like, that's their whole basis of the Peabody family. It was a lot of the stuff that, you know,
okay,
former aunts had done.
Okay, great. Good. So if somebody wants to find out some more information, that's a good place to go.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a little scruffy on my website because it's like it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll put stuff up and then I edit it and then I, you know, editing your own stuff is, you know, fooling.
Yeah, like floppy. Anything to go. So we thank you very much for the interview, Robert. And you know, if anything comes up, keep us posted. We'd love to have another interview.
Great. Well, I'd probably like to do one because it's gonna. I can't wait for the guys to go over and get back so I can hear all about it again. And maybe, you know,
good.
Gonna talk them into taking a laptop and do a Skype thing. So
that
I can say
great.
Thank you very much to the town folk for, because it is my cousin too, so.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Okay, well, thanks very much. And
all right. Thank you, Maureen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.